Yeah, good in Erev Yontif. They say Erev Sukkot is a very, very, very special time. We're going to try to tap into one specific midah we could try to work on Erev Sukkot. It's brought down by Rav Yehuda Asad and also brought down by the Sanzer Rebbe we'll get to in a second. But right now we'll focus on Rav Yehuda Asad. Minagon Erev Sukkot to give a lot of tzedakah. What is the reason for this post can bring down that there's a very, very, very big minag on Erev Sukkot to give tzedakah, to try to give as much as a person as a person can. And Rav Zilberstein quotes Rav Yehuda Asad, says the Gemara says in Shabbos kuf lama gimel on the base ze keli van veil. The pasuk darshing the pasuk of this is my God and I shall glorify him. We know how do we glorify Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara says by having a beautiful sukkah, by having a beautiful lulav, by having beautiful mitzvos. That's how we. The first opinion in the Gemara says that's how we beautify Kadosh Baruch Hu. Comes along Abba Shalom, and Abba Shalom says, Ve'anveyu, you want to know how to glorify him? Have a domolo, you should be similar to him. Mahu chanun v'rachum, just like he is merciful and compassionate, avata hayu chanun v'rachum, so to you should be compassionate, you should be compassionate, and you should be merciful. Says Rav Yehuda Asad, therefore, a person, we see the Gemara says, you want to know the first opinion, how to be zekeli v'anveyu, how to glorify Kadosh Baruch Hu? The first opinion says, hey, making a beautiful sukkah, making a beautiful lulav, making have a beautiful esrog. Sukkah lulav, lulav noah, esrog mehudar. However, comes along Abba Shalom and says, don't forget, you want to know how also? That's all your ben adam l'makom mitzvahs. But don't forget your ben adam l'chaver mitzvahs. Comes along Abba Shalom to warn us. Ki ikar van veyo, you want to know how to glorify Kadosh Baruch Hu? Make sure to be merciful and compassionate. Make sure to give tzedakah. So therefore, says Rav Zilberstein, there's a minhag, a very special minhag on Erev Sukkot to be able to give a lot of tzedakah. Why? Because if we're preparing, the first opinion in the Gemara says you know how to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, have a beautiful sukkah, have a beautiful lulav, have a beautiful esrog. But the second opinion says no. To be able to make sure there's 1A and 1B. 1A is sukkah, lulav, and have a beautiful mitzvahs. But 1B, to glorify Kadosh Baruch Hu, is Ma'arahu Racham at Avatarachu. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is merciful, you should be merciful. And if the first step is focusing on all these mitzvahs of sukkah and lulav, so obviously it's a very big zman, that the second opinion also has a very, very special time connected with sukkahs also. We have to make sure to be Rachum and Chanun, very compassionate and very merciful. They say from the Sanzer Rebbe that the Sanzer Rebbe was very, very, very strict and made sure to be able to give out a lot of tzedakah to the poor and to the needy. And he used to not make his sukkah so special. He didn't diamond it up. And one of the Chassidim once asked the Sanzer Rebbe, can I ask you a question? Why don't you make your sukkah so special? You know, you only have a couple decorations here, a couple decorations there. And the Sanzer Rebbe turned back to him. So you want to know what a beautiful sukkah is? Noi sukkah ayofa biyoser, the most beautiful sukkah in the world. You want to know what it is? Hu shehaniyim lo yiyu re'evim b'chag. That the poor people shouldn't be hungry on the chag. They shouldn't be hungry on sukkahs. That's how I view my beautiful sukkah. My beautiful sukkah is knowing, down deep, that I was able to help out with the poor people to be able to eat on sukkahs, to be able to eat. Because, you know, sometimes when it comes to Yontif, it's very hard to be able to make Yontif. They're trying to make sure that every single person has what to eat. Reminds me of a great story about Rav Avadja Yosef brings down, and also other Svarim Koshim bring down as well. Comes from the tzaddik of Yechiel Michal Zlotchev. Yechiel Michal Zlotchev was a very, very poor tzaddik. He was very, very poor. What happened was, the story is brought down, that he had one special Kenyan, one special item that he had, it was very special. What was it? It was a pair of tefillin of the Baal Shem Tov. And his wife always constantly begged him, please, 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 please sell the holy tefillin so we could try to put a little more food on the table for our children. And the Rebbe, every single time he refused. One year, it came a few days before Sukkot. And what happened? The story goes is that Chamichov Zlachev found out there was the most beautiful esrog in the entire world. And he went to go look at the esrog, and what happened was he obviously couldn't afford such a beautiful esrog. He decided to finally sell the pair of tefillin from the Baal Shem Tov. So what happened was, he sold the tefillin, he bought the esrog, and he comes home and he shows the esrog to his whole family. And his wife asked him, How are you able to buy this such a beautiful esrog, if you don't mind me asking? And her husband, Rav Yechiel Milchel Zlotchev, the tremendous tzaddik, told her, and she said, you want to know how? I sold the Baal Shem Tov's tefillin. Immediately, the story goes is that she grabbed the esrog box, she grabbed the esrog, and she slammed it back on the table. When she slammed it on the table, the pitum fell off. You know, it's like in a movie, like you see it in slow motion, the pitum fell off, and everyone in the room was quiet. And Rav Yechiel Milchel Zlotchev, he didn't have one ounce of anger. He didn't flinch for one hesitation. He turned that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said the following words. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way you want me to have a beautiful Dal Minim, you want me to have a beautiful Esrog for Sukkahs, you also want me not to get upset, not to get angry. Just know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not getting angry, I'm not going to get upset. The story goes is that Sukkahs that night, is someone came, there were one of the Rebbes, maybe it was the Baal Shem Tov, came to him in the dream. The story goes, and it said, because you didn't get upset at your wife, because you were compassionate, you were like Abba Shaul, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were compassionate, you were merciful to your wife, and you had every reason to get upset, and you didn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless you with tremendous wealth, tremendous success. And the story goes, is that Rechem Echel Zlatchev, God, Baruch Hashem, he was able to, the rest of his life, he was very wealthy, and it wasn't all because of that one midah, that one story with his rebbetzin. And sometimes before Yontif, people get so nervous at getting this and getting that, and at the end of the day, we have to understand what the eyes of the, we have to keep our eyes on the prize. Erev Yom Kippur, we spoke about all the rebbes being so compassionate, being fully in control, being fully compassionate and concerned. But Erev Sukkot is a time very much continue that care and their concern for others, especially our family members. When Yontif sometimes can be so, there's something can be so many things. We have to remember what it means to be on Sukkot. To start off, like Rav Yehuda Asad writes from the different poskim that say, a person should try their best to be able to give tzedakah on Sukkot. Why? Because there's two opinions in Gemara and Shabbos on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, how to glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One opinion says that a person should have a beautiful sukkah, a beautiful lulav, and all these beautiful mitzvahs. And Abba Shaul comes along, Abba Shaul says, no, you also have to be compassionate like him. So says Rav Yehuda Asad, if there's such a connection between sukkah and lulav, the second opinion also dafka happens to be, you have to know that there's a 1A and a 1B to how to be mekan the mitzvah of Zeh Keli Vanveil. The first way is to be mitzvahs ben Adam Lamakom. The second way is also mitzvahs ben Adam L'chavero. But if you don't have ben Adam L'chavero, then you don't have ben Adam L'makom. They go together. As we said, in the different poskim, I think the Berkei Yosef says by Yom Kippur, for a person, you know, the Gemara, the Mishnah says that, the Avera Shavan Adam L'chavero, Yom Kippur is not Mechapa for. Says the Berkei Yosef. Berkei Yosef says, if a person doesn't go work on his Avera Shavan Adam L'chavero, on his man and man Averos, even the Averos between him and the Kadosh Baruch Hu aren't accepted as well. Because they go together. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see how we're treating our family members. And that's the story with the Sanzer Rebbe. The Sanzer Rebbe, one of the Chassidim once asked him, why don't you have such a beautiful sukkah? Why don't you make one of these Rebbesha sukkahs? And the Sanzer Rebbe turned back to that Chassidim and said, my beautiful sukkah is knowing down deep that I did whatever I could to be able to help the poor people in my community. Oh, I did what it doesn't only stuck. It doesn't only have to mean with money. It can mean with words. It can mean with text messages. It can mean with a good yontif. It can mean with caring for other people with a smile. No, but the Sanzer Rebbe says my sukkah, my beautiful sukkah, is knowing down deep that the poor people didn't go into the yontif hunger. That's what it's all about. That's the story of Yechiel Milchel Zlotchev. Dafka on Erev Sukkot, he had every reason to get upset. He sold the Baal Shem Tov's tefillin, and he didn't get upset. And the Rebbe came to, one of the Rebbes that came to him in a dream and said, because you didn't get upset, you're blessed with tremendous wealth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. Going into Erev Sukkot, Zman Simcha Seinu. It's brought down from the Svarim. It's a time of Simcha. Chazal say it's a time of Simcha. Zman Simcha Seinu. It's brought down from the Svarim that every single day of Sukkot, a person has an ability to channel into tremendous, tremendous joy and happiness. And the more happiness and joy he has on Sukkot, the more simcha he has for the entire year. It's a zman simcha seinu. It's a time to reap. It's a zman. Zaman comes from the lashon of zimun. It's a time to reap simcha, to be able to gather all the simcha for the entire year. Chodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. The more we care for other people, the more happy we'll be. It's brought down also, we know in different psychology books and different psychology studies, the more a person cares for other people, the more happy they are. And it's not a coincidence that Sukkot is a time of simcha because it's a time of caring for other people, caring for our family members, caring for our friends. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, we should care for each other, we should care for every single person that we meet. We should go out of our way, not only physically with our money, but also spiritually, with our words, with our smiles, with our care. And Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, that this sukkah should be V'tar Libeinu La'avdecha B'Yemes. V'tar Libeinu La'avdecha B'Yemes, says the Baal Turim. Baal Turim says it's Rosh Hativas Lulav. Because the whole avodah of sukkahs is V'tar Libeinu La'avdecha B'Yemes. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us, that we should serve you fully, be'emes, fully with tremendous, tremendous truth. No other reasons for this, no other reasons for that, but with tremendous truth and purify us. Just tremendous truth. And the more we say those words, remember, look at those letters of Lulav. We zoche be'ez Hashem to have a tremendous, tremendous sukkah, a tremendous time of simcha. Be'ez Hashem, we'll take the simcha throughout the year. Be'ez Hashem, to take these midas of the rebbes, to take these midas of caring and caring for other people, specifically in the Erev Sukkahs. Baruch Hu should do this. The more he sees that we care for each other, the more he'll bless us with tremendous shefa and bracha. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Have a wonderful, wonderful Yom Tov. Shkoyach.